This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The dua that we're ending with tonight, inshallah, which I think is a very befitting dua as we are concluding. It's also the dua of the conclusion to the whole story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf, as you know, went to Egypt, and later on his family came and joined him. To summarize his whole experience, he said something there, and to end, he made the dua. He said, "Rabbi, qad akhrajtani min al-sijin, idha akhrajani min al-sijin ja'a min bikum al-badu." And then he said, "Rabbi, qad 'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith. You have taught me to interpret the dreams." But the dua that is all encompassing, he said, "فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين." فاطر السماوات, this is the dua that we can inshallah incorporate. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. So my Lord, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my wali, you know, the one who is protecting me, the one who is looking after me, my guardian in this life and in the next life. So I ask you to, when I come to die, let me die as a Muslim. Tawaffani Musliman. Some people misunderstood this to say, some people misunderstood to say that Yusuf is the first person to wish for death. No, that's not right. This dua is not about wishing for death. This dua is tawaffani Muslim and saying, "Oh Allah, when I come to die, please make me die as a Muslim." And look at subhanAllah the humility of this great prophet of Allah, Yusuf. Even though he's a prophet, even though he has, you know, done all of this, the whole story is there in front of us, but he's still saying, "Oh Allah, you know, keep me steadfast. I don't want to die in a state other than the state of Islam." And this is something that we should always be making dua. We should always seeking Allah that He makes us, our hearts, steadfast on this deen, and that we only die in the state of Islam. And then he says, "Wa alhiqni bis-salihin," and let me catch up. Is one meaning, let me, or one translation, let me catch up with those who are salihin. Again, a very humble dua, as if like, you know, the salihin, the good people are all ahead and I'm at the back here, I'm going to catch up, let me catch up with them. Or at least, you know, put me amongst the salihin. Again, a very humble claim or a humble announcement by Yusuf alayhi as-salam. And this is also something that we should be feeling. You know, it's no matter how pious you are, how righteous you are, you don't know where you are in the scheme of things. So always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase you and to make you catch up with those who might be ahead of you. And that's why Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he had a beautiful couple of lines of poetry in which he said, "أحب الصالحين ولست منهم علي أن أنال بهم شفاعة وأكره من كانت تجارته المعاصي عافاني الله وإياكم من تلك البضاعة." He said, I'm not sure we can see that link that has been posted. He said, "I love the righteous people." أحب الصالحين is Imam Shafi'i. "I love the righteous people, even though I'm not amongst them. Maybe by loving them, I can get some of their intercession. And I hate those who deal in ma'asi." It's like, you know, they are dealers, almost like, you have drug dealers. These are sin dealers, you know. "I hate those who deal in sins, even though me and them, we have the same product." Yeah, and we're still dealing in the same product. So out of his humility, saying that, "I love the salihin, the righteous, even I'm not amongst them, but maybe at least I can get some favors by loving them. And I hate whoever does sin, even though I am also doing the sin. That's very humble from Imam Shafi, the great pillar of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. And Imam Ahmed, his beloved student and friend, he replied to him. He said, on the same sort of lines, he said, تُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَأَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَأَنْتَ مِمَّنْ تُرْجَى مِنْهُمُ الشَّفَاعَةِ وَتَكْرَهُ مَنْ كَانَتْ تِجَارَتُهُ الْمَعَاصِي عَفَاكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْبِضَاعَةِ. He said, you love the righteous people and you are amongst them. And you are the one who we will seek intercession from. And you hate those who are dealing in sin. And Allah, may Allah protect you from any such commodity. So, توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and bless you and accept from us and from you this great month. SubhanAllah, it's very sad. It's almost over. Like always, SubhanAllah, we feel there's a kind of emptiness that we feel as we depart from Ramadan. But like we said, hopefully we can keep the battery charged, keep going, bi'ithnillah ta'ala. And let's end with a dua, bi'ithnillah ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.